just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming.
RBN yeah. Network, it is Sunday, November 27th, 2016. Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And yes, there is a Vitality Capsule special. We'll give you that link a little later in the show. Our topic tonight is Celebrex Arthritis Drug Safety Study Surprises Heart Experts. I bet it does. So what I'm going to share with you tonight is some research, which some people find reassuring, that Celebrex is indeed safe. Now, you might ask, why would anyone even question the safety of Celebrex? Like, how absurd? Well, many of you may be old enough to remember back in 2004, more or less, there was a drug called Vioxx. Vioxx is a COX-2 inhibitor, just like Celebrex. And it was believed to have killed somewhere around 27,000 people by way of heart attacks. And so the concern is that Celebrex, being in the same class, working with an identical mechanism, might also be unsafe. It's very interesting. It just so happens that I was in medical practice in 1999. That's the year that Celebrex first was introduced. And in that year, I was also paid by the American Medical Women's Association to do speaking engagements around the United States, about $1,000 a day, talking about how to prescribe Celebrex and Vioxx. And I was giving these presentations to audiences of nurse practitioners and doctors, using slides, of course, provided by the drug companies themselves. And since the money was funneled through the American Medical Women's Association, then I wasn't really being paid by the drug companies. And after about, I think, my second or third presentation, I said, you know what? Enough of this. I just forget it. I'm not doing this anymore. But when I prescribe these drugs, Celebrex or Vioxx, of course, I read the package insert, which is absolutely scary. And so not only did they have the usual side effects, bleeding to death, that other arthritis drugs can have, but they had a whole another category of side effects. I'm like, whoa. So I'd brief the patient in all these things. First of all, I refused to prescribe it, but then they would persist because of the incredible TV ad campaign going on at the time. And I'd say, look, here's the deal. I'll write this prescription, but you got to promise me, if you get any of these 20 side effects, here's a short list, then you will stop the drug. Stop the drug. You don't even need to call me first. Just stop the drug. And then just let me know at your leisure that you stopped it. And nobody was able to take these drugs for more than a week. And so, of course, I think I might have tried them 3 times, and I said, that's it. I'm not prescribing them anymore. So, of course, I'm shocked that a study could show that these drugs are safe and, in fact, may even be safer than other drugs that we doctors are presently using for pain relief. So let's take a look and see. So what we're being told is that results are in life-threatening complications from pain medications, and I don't mean narcotics, do happen, but don't worry, that Celebrex is safe. And we're going to take a look at this study. This is really just awesome. So this is from CBS News. And so, of course, when you have a study, when you release the results, CBS News, of course. And so they recap the controversy, which is back in 2004. Vioxx was pulled off the market. And so this person, Dr. Steve Nissen, of the Cleveland Clinic, said, "This is one of the most important safety events, really, in recent medical history. It also raised concerns about whether another drug, Celebrex, might have similar effects. But today, Dr. Nissen and colleagues reported findings of a major, get this, 10-year study, which found no such problems with Celebrex, offering reassurance to millions of patients and potentially changing the way doctors approach treating arthritis pain. For the study involving 24,000 heart patients and people at an increased risk for heart disease, that means they don't have heart disease, but they have a higher risk. The researchers compared Celebrex with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or NSAIDs, naproxen, you might know it as Aleve, and ibuprofen, you might know it as Motrin or Advil, and found that Celebrex, I'm using Celebrex because celecoxib is more difficult to pronounce, but they're the same thing, is no more dangerous to the heart than the two NSAIDs, which have been prescribed for decades. Celebrex was even safer when it came to certain side effects like gastrointestinal problems. The results surprised Dr. Nissen and other heart experts involved in the study, he said. Now, why would these doctors be so shocked? Very obviously, their observations in their medical practice might have been similar to mine, which is that this drug was not very well tolerated by people, and most people had to stop it. So it says Celebrex is a drug that's similar method of action to Vioxx, and so the FDA was worried that Celebrex might share the same risks, said Nissen. This is the chairman of the Department of Cardiovascular Medicine at Cleveland Clinic's Vascular Institute. There's even some evidence already pointing to it, he added. Okay, so you have evidence pointing to harm. People are concerned about the harm. So given the fact that these two drugs were taken by millions of Americans, Nissen said the FDA called for a clinical trial to find out whether or not Celebrex shared the same risks that led to the withdrawal of Vioxx. Celebrex is in the same class of medicines as Vioxx, called COX-2 inhibitors. And so Dr. Nissen says at the end of the day, a 10-year day, we designed the trial to determine whether or not Celebrex had the same risks. Trial began in 2005, took place at more than 900 medical centers in 13 countries. Now that certainly gives weight to the study, doesn't it? And so they needed 24,000 patients in order to have enough patients to actually answer the critical scientific questions. And participants were randomly assigned to receive Celebrex, 100 milligrams twice a day, ibuprofen. Now, by the way, this is the minimum dose, the minimum recommended dose for Celebrex. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams a day, which is three times the minimum dose, and 75% of the maximum dose, just by the way. Or naproxen, 375 milligrams, which is, by the way, 75% of the maximum dose twice a day. So in other words, we have a Celebrex dose, which is 50% of maximum, compared to ibuprofen at 75% maximum, or naproxen at 75% of the maximum recommended dose. All right, so already we have a disparity here. On follow-up visits, patients with rheumatoid arthritis could bump up the dose of Celebrex to 200 milligrams twice a day, the dose of ibuprofen to 800 milligrams three times a day, which is maximum dose, or naproxen 500 milligrams twice a day to help with symptoms. However, for the remaining patients in the study, increases in the dose of Celebrex were not allowed, while increases in ibuprofen and naproxen were. Okay, so we start Celebrex out at 50% maximum, do not allow many, if not most, of patients in the study to go to the maximum dose, but we do allow all the patients in the ibuprofen and naproxen group to go to the maximum dose in terms of instructions doctors are given. So now we have a second disparity. So a disparity in the starting dose, and now we have a disparity in the maximum dose. So patients were treated and followed up anywhere from 20 to 24 months, during which time, they were monitored for gastrointestinal, euphemism for bleeding from their stomach, and kidney, euphemism for kidney failure, side effects. During the trial, 69% dropped out. 69% dropped out. and 2.5% of the patients died. This is a death rate that is three times over a 10-year period, three times the average death rate for a person in the United States. So the death rate during the study tripled. Interesting. Dr. Nissen suspected there might be a mechanism that would result in Celebrex having at least a modestly higher risk of causing heart disease events compared with ibuprofen and naproxen. His aim was to discover whether or not there was enough of an increase to warrant risk stronger warnings on the pills, or even removing the drug from the drug's pharmacy shelves. Now, so we have a study that has a death rate three times that of the average population. We have 69% of people dropping out of the study. We have the Celebrex started at the 50% maximum dose. The other drugs whose side effects is being compared to are started at 75% maximum dose. So clear bias on many levels in favor of Celebrex. And so Dr. Nissen says, I thought it would probably tilt against Celebrex. Well, kind of tough with all these design advantages. That's what most people in the world thought, he said. But instead, the study confirmed its safety. And he says, everybody was wrong, including me. In fact, the actual rate of heart disease events with Celebrex was a little bit lower than it was for these older drugs like ibuprofen and naproxen. Now, this is shocking because Celebrex was started at the minimum dose, which is 50% of the maximum dose, and was compared to older drugs at the maximum dose. And side effects for this class of drugs, pain relievers, is dose related. So we can expect, since the maximum dose for Celebrex was, for the most part in the study, kept at 50% maximum, the other drugs were allowed to go up to their maximum allowable dosing, we would expect that Celebrex should be 50% lower. So a bit lower actually is a concern given the design of the study. But let's go on. So Dr. Nissen says, the difference between the three drugs was not statistically significant, but it did trend in a direction more favorable for Celebrex, said Nissen. Again, this is troubling. You have a study heavily biased in favor of Celebrex, and the results only trended in a direction that was more favorable for Celebrex. Nissen said it's important for the public to understand that the researchers were not studying the occasional use of these drugs. Instead, they focus on patients with osteoarthritis. Again, remember, osteoarthritis is a diagnosis for which Celebrex dose was not allowed to be increased, whereas the dose of the other drugs did increase. Or rheumatoid arthritis, who take the drugs every day to control pain. This was a higher dose than what people would take for, say, a headache. It was 2 to 3 times as much as people would take for a headache, joint pain, or muscle aches, he explained. Now, the dosages for ibuprofen and the comparative drugs was 2 to 3 times that dose. So what they're referring to is that the dose of Celebrex was not tripled, but the dose of the other drugs was. So he says, everybody was wrong. And so this is a higher dose than what people would take for a headache. It was 2 to 3 times as much as people would take for a headache. And so, yes, this is true of the Motrin or Advil and Aleve dosing, but not for the Celebrex. So Celebrex dose was not tripled. One of the reasons Viax and Celebrex were developed was to create drugs that wouldn't be as hard on the digestive system as standard pain relievers, which can lead to ulcers and to bleeding. Nissen said it was very striking that when it came to side effects, there was about a 50% lower risk of having a serious gastrointestinal complication from Celebrex compared to ibuprofen or naproxen. Now again, If you dose it at 50%, of course, the risk will be actually not only 50%, but it's expected to be less than 50%, because for these drugs, it's not linear. In other words, if you have a certain dose and you increase it, the increase in side effects at first is proportional and then takes a big spike up with further increases. So you would expect then, if you have one drug being dosed at a lower concentration, you expect the side effects to be proportionally much less than the proportion in the dosing. So in other words, if you're dosing Celebrex at 50% maximum and you're dosing another drug at maximum, you would expect Celebrex side effects to be less than 50%, because we know that at the upper end, as you get close to the maximum dosing, the side effects increase tremendously, like exponentially, not just geometrically. In other words, faster rate is the English translation. And so, of course, Dr. Newsom is shocked. The drug also had lower rates of kidney side effects compared to ibuprofen. And for those of you who don't know, things like ibuprofen, Advil, Nuprin cause kidney failure and dialysis. So Dr. Levy, a medical director of cardiac rehab at Johns Oshler Center in New Orleans, told CBS News, Celebrex has always carried the baggage of being in the same COX-2 class as Vioxx, whereas many have considered other drugs to be safer. Many studies over the years have demonstrated that Celebrex and COX-2 are safer from a GI standpoint, even though all NSAIDs have GI side effects. Now, GI side effects is medical lingo for you bleed to death from your stomach. This is the English translation. And almost all studies suggest that NSAIDs have adverse kidney effects. So Dr. Levy was not involved in the study, said, while the new research confirms Celebrex has fewer gastrointestinal and kidney side effects compared with NSAIDs, the real concern that remained was regarding heart risks. And although this study, large study, was not with high-risk patients with advanced heart disease, and there were high dropouts. Okay, so now, this study was not with high-risk patients that had advanced heart disease. What this means, then, is we really have to take a look at this death rate that was three times the national average death rate. We've got to take a look at that. And then we have to take a look at the people who dropped out of the study. I mean, why did they drop out? Were the drugs too harsh? Were they not able to tolerate them? Were they having side effects? Why did they drop out of the study? 69% dropout rate is pretty darn high. And so Levy is associated with the Mayo Clinic, by the way. There are other pluses to Celebrex when it comes to heart patients, Levy added. Celebrex, unlike other agents, does not have antiplatelet effects, so it's safer to combine with other blood thinners that can be taken perioperatively. Whoa, wait a minute. We have a drug, Celebrex, which causes people to bleed to death from their intestines, and you're going to combine it with an antiplatelet drug, which will cause the bleeding to be brisker and faster. So Celebrex plus antiplatelet drugs can be expected to magnify the bleeding effects of Celebrex. Now, maybe it's not going to interfere with the antiplatelet drug, but you know, this is obviously not a safe combination. And even before the operation, without increasing bleeding, to reduce postoperative pain, and also does not block the potent antiplatelet effects of aspirin, which is very important for many of my patients, said Levy. So in other words, Celebrex does not interfere with aspirin or multiply the effects of aspirin. We'll talk a little more when we get back about that.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we have this drug, Celebrex. We have this landmark study showing that Celebrex is as safe as other arthritis drugs on the market. Therefore, this is safe. And so what the investigators are saying now is doses of Celebrex higher than those used in the study have been shown to cause heart risk in one previous trial, the study authors warned. And so in other words, they used the lowest dose of Celebrex in this study. They did not use the higher-end therapeutic dose. Neeson also warned against turning to opioids, that means narcotics for pain relief. The new findings will likely influence how doctors prescribe arthritis medications to their heart patients, but it may take time before formal guidelines come out. Now, formal guidelines means standard of care, compelling your doctor to prescribe according to the results of this study. So the study author. The price of the drug has fallen dramatically since generic options became available in 2014, so it's an affordable choice. And this Dr. Nissen says, I do think that physicians are going to now tilt more towards using Celebrex. And he says, I must tell you, I was stunned by the results. I don't think there are very many people in the world who thought this, Nissen said. I have been telling my patients to take naproxen for the last 10 years, and that was wrong advice. Now, this is really an excellent example of how the standard of care and research and doctor instruction leads to the death of 880,000 Americans every year. How is this? You have doctors who are literally listening to studies like this that totally go against even their own direct observation. So let's take a look and see just a little deeper here. So what the study is basically saying is it's comparing the safety of Celebrex, the safety of non-steroidals as a group. Now, I just so happened to have been in the middle of this back in 1999, and so when I was sent on my merry way to give these speeches extolling the virtues of Celebrex and Vioxx, they told me 16,500 Americans every year die from arthritis drugs. 16,500. That's a pretty hefty number. And to say that killing people at this rate is okay, and we're going to use that as a benchmark of safety is, well, to say the least, distressing. So since 2000, 103,000 individuals are hospitalized every year in the United States for NSAID-related serious bleeding from the stomach complications at a cost in excess of $2 billion. Now, this is, if they say cost, that's to throw you off the track. This ain't a cost. This is a profit. This is a revenue generator. This is a revenue generation for hospitals. Hospitals love it. In fact, we were told in medical school, the only reason for hospitals is to be a place where dangerous drugs can be used under close observation. That's it. So if you have a bunch of safe drugs, what's the use for the hospital, right? And so that NSAIDs generate $2 billion of revenue for hospitals, that's basically what this is telling you. So in addition, again, this is 2000. They've not updated this number since 2000. And that's when I was doing these speeches, 1999 to 2000. 16,500 NSAID-related deaths occur every year among patients with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. And that's a lot of deaths. So we're saying then that because we expect Celebrex to have a kill rate at this rate, or maybe slightly less, then it's okay. Well, let's take a look and see what other safe drugs we're comparing it to. It turns out that another popular drug, of course, is Tylenol. I'm not saying Tylenol is unsafe, not my point at all. But my point is that we have to understand what it is to be safe. And they compare this to Tylenol. Now, Tylenol is the, according to Men's Health website, Men's Health, if you've been to Men's Health, it's a very straightforward website. See what they say. No, please don't go. I don't want to stay here on my own. Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about this miraculous and shocking and surprising results of research indicating that a drug, which many doctors have observed to be dangerous, has been exonerated and shown to be safe. And so the definition of safe, of course, is as safe as present drugs on the market, namely NSAIDs. And so if we look at the class of NSAIDs, it's responsible for 16,500 deaths. In the United States. That's more deaths than from homicide, AIDS, and certainly more than Ebola and Zika combined. So this is a pretty deadly class of drugs. Then if we just take one step to the right and take a look at the other choice of painkillers, namely Tylenol, we don't have to go far. We can just go take a look at the Men's Health website. And the top 10 most dangerous drugs, 5 over-the-counter medicines you should never take together, dum-da-dum, Tylenol, and multi-system cold medicines. Of course, usually they come all combined together. But Tylenol is the number one most deadly over-the-counter medication. Now, how many does Tylenol kill a year? The official count, this is 2014, the official count is somewhere around 150. But back when I first started tracking this, which was 1994, they admitted that the annual death toll was 2,500, just for Tylenol. We'll call it acetaminophen because it's now generic. And so they admit to 150 deaths a year, and that's from a tremendous amount of reading and trying to tease it out. But Tylenol or acetaminophen overdoses send 78,000 Americans to the emergency room every year, results in 33,000 hospitalizations a year, federal data shows. This is the CDC data from 2007. So, and what happens to these people? Nationally, there are 1,600 cases of acute liver failure each year, and Tylenol or acetaminophen is the most common source. So if you don't want to have liver failure, guess what? You don't want to take Tylenol. And so they're comparing Celebrex to these drugs and saying, oh, it's safe because this thing doesn't kill any more people than these drugs kill. And then the guy in the study offhanded remark, well, you don't want to use narcotics. Well, why not? Answer, narcotics, prescription narcotics in 2014 killed 28,647 people in the United States. And so we're saying, you know, Celebrex is in good company. Celebrex is perfectly safe because why? It is no more deadly than these other drugs. And so, of course, it begs the question, should these other drugs even be on the market? But the other issue, of course, is you look at the study design, which we took a look at, and it's like, well, this study's totally biased. You can't conclude anything. A 69% dropout rate, and you're comparing the side effect that you're comparing it to is heart attack, which only occurred, by the way, at most in 1% of patients. So if you have a 69% dropout rate, when you're trying to measure something that only happens 1% of the time, that alone makes the study totally not valid. And then you have a 2.5% death rate. Well, 2.5% of what? 2.5% of all enrollees. Excuse me? Well, why don't we take the 2.5% as a percentage of those who completed the study? And so we only have 31% who completed the study and a 2.5% death rate. So we're looking at here, an 8% death rate over a 10-year period. That's an astronomical death rate. That's worth inquiring about. So in other words, you realistically have to take the death rate as a percentage of those who completed the study, right? That's not what they did. They took it as a percentage of those who dropped out and who did or did not complete the study, which is wrong. Because the 69% who dropped out, many of them were lost to follow-up, you know, couldn't contact them. We don't know how many of them did or didn't die. So you can't take them as a part of the denominator when you're determining the percentage. Okay, so this study is totally biased. I looked all over the internet. I looked at the Medscape, I looked at different journals, and all the news outlets gave glowing assessments of this study. But then I found this one source. Can you believe it? Forbes magazine. I kid you not, Forbes magazine. I'm going to read you what Forbes said. Now, what do we know about Forbes? I'll just tell you. Forbes magazine is a magazine that's dedicated to keeping business owners informed, telling business owners what is going on. And so their headline, very different from, oh my God, it works, oh God, it's safe, is, are naproxen and ibuprofen sometimes risky? A controversial study of Celebrex raises concerns. So they're calling the study out the gate controversial. And so, of course, just what I've told you, the analysis of the study, it's designed in a biased way to favor Celebrex. You actually can't conclude anything from it, except that these drugs are darn dangerous. And it doesn't exonerate Celebrex at all, because you got 69% of the data points that weren't even measured. That's like having an election and not counting 69% of the votes. How can you say who won? All right, so this is what Forbes says. A study released today may mean that the painkiller Celebrex, celecoxib, one sold under the name Celebrex is safer than prescription doses of ibuprofen and Aprosin. That is, if the study, which is already controversial, means anything at all. So this is what the information journal for the wealthy is saying. The information journals for the doctors and for the public are saying, hey, this study's great. It's a breakthrough. The drugs are safe. Don't worry. Go back in the water. The alligators won't bite. But Forbes says the study called Precision is being published this afternoon in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association. It used higher doses of naproxen and ibuprofen than are available in over-the-counter versions. But if Precision's results are believable, patients should be especially careful never to take more of these medicines than the bottle directs. Patients on naproxen and ibuprofen were more likely than those on Celebrex to have anemia caused by bleeding in the gastrointestinal tract. Now, they get closer to English here, but I'm telling you, this is bleeding from your stomach and bleeding to death. This is serious. This is no joke. Those on ibuprofen were more likely than those on other drugs to end up with kidney problems or to be hospitalized for high blood pressure. Yet, despite earlier data lending to concerns that Celebrex might cause heart attacks or strokes, it was no worse than other drugs on those measures. All of these problems were rare, with about 8% of patients experiencing heart, gastrointestinal, or kidney problems over the course of a year and 8 months. Now wait, so this is a math problem here, right? So 8% of the total, but only 31% finished the study. So 8% actually represents almost 30% of the study people. So this is not rare. From the standpoint of all these medications, they were inherently safe, says blah, 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 a gastroenterologist, a GI, and director of the Presbyterian Cornell Medical Center. Problem is, the study is flawed in ways that some scientists think may make those results meaningless. Precision was a clinical trial where 24,000 arthritis patients were randomly assigned to take Celebrex, ibuprofen, or naproxen, but by the end of the study, 16,658, or 69% of them, had stopped taking their medicine. And scientists lost track of 6,000 of them. That's a huge number of patients to lose track of, and it calls into question any conclusions that might be drawn. Now, to say they lost track of these patients in this time of Facebook and the internet is really disingenuous. I mean, that's almost dishonest. I mean, you have to really say, really? You mean you couldn't even find them on social media? Still, other doctors defend the results as meaningful and say it might lead them to prescribe celecoxib more often. And so they managed to get a statistician on board here. I think there is ambiguity, said Janet Witz, a prominent statistician who works with pharmaceutical companies. On the other hand, everything you look at in the paper shows that celecoxib is no worse than the other two. So she's going to believe the newspaper over her analysis of the numbers. The Precision study is important because we'd all like to know what drug to take when our joints hurt. But it's also important because the inability of scientists to get a clear answer to that question, even after scientists backed with all the cash of Celebrex's maker, Pfizer, spent a decade trying to get the answer. So Pfizer, the drug company, the maker of Celebrex, paid for the study. So this is something they didn't tell the doctors or the public. The big question here, if we can't figure out which pill to take for an aching knee, what do we really know anyway? Pharma under fire. 17 years ago, Food and Drug Administration approved two new drugs for arthritis pain, Celebrex from Pfizer and Viatris from Merck. The two drug companies, both flushed from the success of their top-selling drugs to prevent heart disease, entered into a marketing war, blanketing the airwaves with television advertisements and sending thousands of salespeople to convince doctors of the drug's benefits. Yes, I was one of those people that they paid to traverse the United States at the time. The idea behind both medicines was the same. Existing non-steroidal drugs like ibuprofen and naproxen work by inhibiting two enzymes, COX-1 and COX-2. That's kind of like thing one and thing two. Problem was that blocking COX-1 damaged the stomach and the intestines. Viax and Celebrex work by only blocking COX-2, treating inflammation, and not causing stomach problems, in theory. But soon after the drugs were approved, independent scientists started pointing out that blocking COX-2 would make heart attacks and strokes more likely. And in a large clinical trial, patients on Viax had more heart attacks than those on naproxen. So in 2004, Merck announced that a long-term placebo-controlled study of Viax showed it did increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Stop right there. Placebo-controlled study. So that's what was missing from this 10-year study was a placebo arm. Each arm was taking drugs. So in other words, Celebrex, naproxen, or Advil. So everybody in the study was taking a drug. Nobody was taking nothing. So there was no placebo in this 10-year study, which is a big part of why there wasn't a whole lot of information. When I say placebo, I mean a non-drug pill, a dummy pill. So, looking to defend its drug and told by the FDA it had to run a big safety study, Pfizer started the precision study. It hired one of Viox's biggest critics, Dr. Steven Nissen, sound familiar? From the Cleveland Clinic, who had noticed that Viox looked like it caused more heart attacks than naproxen while looking at Merck's data while he was serving as a public advisor to the FDA. And he had gone after Merck hard. And so Pfizer decided they would hire him, I'm sure pay him handsomely. The study started in 2009, took a decade. Celebrex had already gone generic, and Pfizer, which bought Advil's maker in the meantime, could actually be harmed by the results. A study under fire. So here's a problem. Almost from the start, Precision was under fire from another researcher who had raised concerns about Viax. Garrett Fitzgerald's work in mice had predicted that the COX-2 inhibitors might increase the risk of blood clots and therefore heart attacks. Okay, pause. This is me talking now. This is the main reason I am totally opposed to animal studies. Why am I opposed? Because they torture these animals, they do whatever they do to these animals, and then they ignore the results. So the mice, the studies in mice, killed a few mice, I'm sure, showed that there's a risk of blood clots and heart attacks. So what do? Bah, ignore it. So I say stop the animal research because you're not going to use the data anyway. But he thought Precision was a badly designed study that would yield no answers and argued it would be uninterpretable. Now, Fitzgerald argued in an interview, his criticisms are borne out. As we said, the results are uninterpretable. You cannot deduce that Celebrex is actually safer because it was dosed at half the dose of the other ones. So, you know, you can't make a conclusion really about safety because it wasn't on equal footing. So Fitzgerald makes several points about Precision, which he says should be called imprecision, aside from its ability to keep patients from stopping their medicines. First, he argues it's not a fair fight. The 200 milligram a day dose of Celebrex used in the study is less effective and has fewer side effects than the doses of the other drugs, 852 on average for naproxen and 2,000 on average for ibuprofen. Over-the-counter doses are 660 and 1,200 respectively. Okay, also Fitzgerald argues naproxen and ibuprofen can interfere with the function of aspirin, which prevents heart attacks, while Celebrex does not. Nissen says analysis of this data don't show that, but they only include whether patients were taking a leave at the start of the study. So in other words, to say that naproxen and ibuprofen interfere with the function of aspirin may not be accurate. Are these risks for real? Are we sure there was non-inferiority? Says the Associate Dean for Clinical Research at Harvard Medical School. We can't say that with confidence. Nissan is having none of it. He admits the limitations of the study, but says that even when the analysis is done, including all the patients who dropped out, the drugs look the same when it comes to death from cardiovascular causes, heart attack, and stroke. That occurred in 188 patients on Celebrex, which is 2.3% of all patients, 201 on naproxen, 2.5%, and 218 on ibuprofen. Now, wait a minute. How can you include a patient who's dropped out? So what he's saying, come back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and... Super easy to navigate, features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support function. Our customers say,
I feel more.
Oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about a drug, Celebrex, which was known to be unsafe back in the 1999 to 2004, and there are studies showing that higher doses of Celebrex, there's only two doses, 100 milligrams twice a day or 200 milligrams twice a day, and at the higher dose, it was shown to definitely cause problems. So a 10-year study was done allowing doctors to only use the lower dose during the study. And so, of course, the study we're now finding from Forbes is that there are other people who believe the study is basically inconclusive. since the maximum dose of Celebrex was not used for the most part in the study, and 69% of people dropped out. And so that's the part we're looking at now, is the 69% of people who dropped out. And so he's saying that even when the analysis is done, including all the patients who dropped out, in other words, including the partial data, and if the patients did not stay in the study for the full time of the study, again, the partial data is not useful. What is useful, though, is to know why they dropped out. And so we can conclude most definitively here that Celebrex does not increase the risk of major cardiovascular events in comparison to older drugs. It is non-inferior, Neeson says. Now, again, Neeson has a conflict of interest, right, because he's hired by Pfizer to the manufacturers of Celebrex to come to this conclusion, to analyze these results. And so he says, this leaves a question of what to do with the other areas where Celebrex seems safer than the other drugs. And so area of intestinal bleeding, 1.1% compared to 1.5%, 1.6%, and 1.1% compared to 0.7% in Celebrex. So with so many patients dropping out, are these scary results meaningful? And so how can you measure something at the frequency of 1.1% or 0.7% when 69% of people in the study dropped out? So decisions in the dark. And so this other doctor from the Mayo Clinic says, still, it's better for patients to get non-steroidal drugs like these than opioids, which are often the next option. So non-steroidals kill 16,000 and opioids kill 28,000. You know, if we can't even accept an Ebola death rate of 2 people a year or a Zika death rate of we don't know, then how can we seriously accept this known death rate of 16,500 for non-steroidal drugs and 28,600 for opioid drugs? Duh. And so she goes on to say, the statistician says, thank you, she weighs in, she's uncomfortable with the dropouts, but even with all those patients missing, she's worried. I say, God, that is really worrisome, she says. More analysis is needed. But at the very least, if she were a patient taking Celebrex, she wouldn't worry that it's worse than the other drugs. And it shocks me that these people feel so comfortable coming to a conclusion about something that was not tested. So since Celebrex was not tested at the maximum dose, you can't say it's safer than the other ones at a maximum dose.
Just standing there, I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.